Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're also joined by Whitey in the studio today. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Brooke.
I made the joke before that I'm sitting next to you, which means I can kick you under the table, but I shouldn't because this weekend you're running an ultra marathon.
Yes, an ultra marathon. A marathon longer than 41.2 or 42, whatever the regular marathon distance
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so I guess double. More than double, yeah.
Well, it's double. It's only a 100Ks, guys. It's only a short one.
Adelaide Hills.
Kicking things off at Kaipo Forest, then running all the way up to Mount Lofty, down through the hills, then following Torrens all the way to the centre of Adelaide.
Sounds disgusting.
Sounds amazing.
Have you done one of these before?
I've done a couple of ultras. I think my longest so far is 56Ks, so nearly doubling my previous.
That's a bit of a jump. Mm-hmm. What kind of prep are we talking? Are we talking tights? I saw you got a pretty cool running vest, which is just loaded with pockets.
Yep. All the food and drink I need for my run.
Could go fishing afterwards.
Yeah, I could. But in terms of training, I've been a bit slack. I'm just going to wing it.
That's what worries us.
Yeah, I did chuckle a little when you asked about the prep, Bob, because I thought, I don't think he's actually done any.
Definitely something you should not wing, guys. Just a disclaimer.
It's that thing where, like, they say you can learn to do something by imagining yourself doing it just as much as you can by actually doing the thing and practicing. So have you just been dreaming about 100 kilometres of running?
Well, my theory is I've got 24 hours. If I walk 5Ks an hour every hour for 20 hours, I'll have it done. Mm. And I've got 4 hours to spare. Easy.
Okay. It's not for me. I'm not going to be doing anything like that.
Brooke and I are going to try and inspire you today because you're starting, you'll be on air when this replays on Saturday morning. You can use the iHeartRadio app and tune in
to us. Yeah.
Done.
We're helping you out.
I want to ask just before though, we have wondered, going to the toilet when you're on the jog or sleeping, how does that work?
Sleep doesn't happen, but there are toilets in aid stations along the way. There's about 6 or 7 toilets along the way.
Across 100 kilometres, though? Yeah.
Well, you're forgetting, Brooke. Eventually, you just get so tired, you lose control of those muscles and it will just
I have heard of it happening before, guys.
The first 5Ks for me, that would be.
Now, you've got some motivational quotes, I believe, Brooke.
Oh, yeah. I was just some little things that I think would help, if you heard them, get you through to the end.
Thank you.
One for the halfway point for you, Whitey. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
50 kilometres until Red Bull.
You know what? I'm actually going to have a Red Bull at the halfway point.
Fine. No kilometres until Red Bull. You get a Red Bull.
Can I chuck one in?
Yeah.
Go, man, go.
Thank you.
Very simple. I like that and effective. If you complete this, Whitey, you will have office bragging rights for a very long time.
Absolutely.
I feel like that pays to your competitive nature. Sure. You've got this, Whitey. We didn't really believe in you. But if you're still going, you've got this.
Okay.
Your butt looks mad tight in those shorts, Whitey. Oh,
thank you.
Think of all the food you can eat once this is completed.
Think of all the food I can eat to load up beforehand.
It's
good motivation.
It's just 1 foot in front of the other several million times.
Yeah,
in front of the other, in front of the other, in
front
of the
other. My step count's going to be insane.
This is going.
Yep.
Yeah, one more?
Yeah.
Or do you have one?
I was going to go. Run.
Just send
it. You got this. Send it. Just send it. Yeah.
If you can't run a measly 100 kilometres this weekend, Whitey, we've done all we can, haven't we, Brooke?
Yeah. I don't think we can help you
anymore. I got this now, guys. Thank you for the inspiration. I am ready.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. I need it.